Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. We are on Nun Vav Mabes as we continue the last couple of dafim here in the Masechta, as we are in the last Mishnah. If I think the last Mishnah here in Ma'aser Sheni says the Mishnah describing Vidui Ma'asers. Remember, this parak was about Kerem Ravai, and then we got into Biur Ma'asers, and Biur, what Biur means. Some of it means destroying, some of it means giving to the proper recipients. And now we have Vidui. We spoke last time about why is it called Vidui. We spoke about the Svarno and the Mishnah Rishona and Rav Salvechik, the three different ideas. And we're going through, the Mishnah is going through every phrase in the Vidui, what it is referring to. Kachal mitzvah to be sunny, about in order, lo avarti mi mitzvah secha, and into the hafrasha in an inappropriate way, and velo shachachti, we just said velo shachachti, what does that mean? Mi levarechacha, umi lahasker shimcha alav. I didn't forget to make the bracha, and to be masker shem shamayim. I didn't get to make the bracha. The mefarshim say, if you look here in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that this line is an asmachta. This is not a real din daraisa, because making brachas in general is derabanan. All birchas ha-nehenin are derabanan, and this is an asmachta, because chachamim were mesakein all brachas. Birchas ha-mitzvah, even though they are technically derabanan, they definitely have ideas that are daraisa. Again, it's not a chiyuv daraisa, but it might be a kiyum of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, like the Gemara describes at the beginning of the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos, how Birchas HaMitzvah, we're talking about, are darabanan, and Birchas HaNehenin too, but Birchas HaMitzvah darabanan, but it might be an idea of daraisa. We had back in Maseches Brachos, there could be a machlokas bavli rishalmi, that berachas ha-mitzvah could be daraisa. Eila ha-mitzvos, right? The Gemara had a drasha that it might be daraisa. The question is, how do you understand it? Is it really a machlokas? Bavli definitely does not have a daraisa source for berachas ha-mitzvos, only the Yerushalmi. Rav Salvechik has a beautiful diuk in the Rambam, where the Rambam uses one word in describing Birchas HaMitzvah that drives Rav Salvechik to suggest an amazing idea about Birchas HaMitzvah. So the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam describes the three types of Brachas. For the Rambam, there are three types of Brachas. And the way that the Rambam describes them is, first he describes Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, because after all, that's benching. That's the one that's Daraisa. Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah, Levarech Achar Achilas Mazon Shenemar, V'Yachalta V'Svelta V'Yirachta Z'Hashem Alakecha. V'Nachayim Min HaTorah Elim Saveya, Shenemar V'Savata U'V'Yirachta. U'Midivrei Sofrim Afilu Achal Kazayis M'Varech Acharav. U'Midivrei Sofrim, and then Midirabanan, Levarech Alkol Machal Tchila V'Yacharkach Yehenem Yimenu. Two, first make a bracha, berachas hanenin, and then get benefit from the food, v'cheinim e'riach riach tov, also a smell, any type of hana that I imbibe, eating, drinking, and smelling, that's where I make a berachas hanenin. And then in the same halacha, v'cheinim e'divei sarm l'varech achar kol sheyochal, v'chol sheyishte, after a bracha achrona, as well. U'kishem, and then the Rambam uses the word, u'kishem, and just like shemavarchan al hahanoya, kach mavarchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'yachar kach yaseh osa. Just like I make a bracha on hanoa, so too I make a bracha on every mitzvah, and then I do it. And then, so the Rambam compares with this word, kishem, he compares berachas hanenin and berachas hamitzvah. And then the Rambam says, u'brachos rabos tiknu chachamim derach shavach v'hodoya, v'derach bakasha. Many brachas chazal enacted praise and bakasha, beseeching, kidei, and he puts that together, and he also puts shevach and hodoya together. You might have been mechalik. You might have said there are four types of brachas or five types of brachas, but the Rambam puts it all together. And why is that? Kidei lizkar sabori tamid, to remember Hashem constantly. Ava bishalo nan evelo asa mitzvah. But imagine what our life would be like without brachas, without Anshe Gezach Gadolah telling us to say brachas. We wouldn't talk to Hashem all day. This way, we talk to Hashem when we eat and when we go to the bathroom and when we see thunder and lightning. We're always talking to Hashem. And just in case you forgot, the very next halacha, the Rambam repeats it. Nimsu kol habrachas kulon shlosh aminim. Three types. Birchas hahanoya, ubirchas hamitzvos, ubirchas hoda'a, shehein derach shevach v'hodoya bakasha. Again, that lashon. Shevach hodoya bakasha. Kedei lizkar sabori tamid uliyira mimenu. And also Yira Shemayim. Brachas lead to Yira Shemayim. Brachas lead us to remember Hashem and Yirat Shamayim. So the Rambam, though, getting back to the word Kishem, asks Rav Soloveitchik, what is the connection between Birchas Hanen and a Birchas HaMitzvah? Why did the Rambam use Kishem? He could have just said, there are three types of brachas, A, B, and C. He says A, and just like A, there's B, and there's C. Right, so what does he say that for? So Soloveitchik says, especially because Birchas Hanenin, that's what we call a matir. Right, the Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei, right, beginning of the sixth parak, discusses that the food, the drink, the smell really belongs to Hashem. The bracha is what is matir it for me to get benefit from the food. Kan lefnei bracha, kan la'achar bracha. And if not, I'm stealing from Hashem. So you understand that bracha then is a matir. What about berachas hamitzvah? Why does the Rambam say kishem? Berachas hamitzvah, that's something else. That's shevach. No. Says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe a berachas hamitzvah is also a matir. Because who am I to think that by doing this act of shaking this myrtle branch, of eating this matzah, I'm going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing this act? I'm going to span the distance between the finite and the infinite, and in that way come close to the Borei Olam? Who am I to assume that way? It would be presumptuous for me to think that I could do that. That's the Berachas HaMitzvah. When I recognize that there's a mitzvah that was mitzvah me to do this, and in that way come close to him, so then that's okay. And that's the matir. That's the matir for the Berachos, for the Berachas, that's the matir, which is the Berachas HaMitzvah, and in that way, I am able to do the mitzvah and use it to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is, lo avarti mi mitzvah zecha v'lo shachachti, but also lo shachachti mi levar rechacha umi lahaskir. Okay, we continue. Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. That's the next phrase in the vidui. I didn't eat it ba'oni. So we say oni means aninus. If somebody violated an Ein Ma'aser Sheni when they were in Onein, so then they're not allowed to be Mizvadeh because they didn't fulfill what it says. So Aninus is Da'araisa in a limited way and for limited halachos. For Beferish, Avelus is a Machlokas. Avelus we know after burial. Machlokas we show him whether any Avelus is Da'araisa. The Rambam and the Rif, day one, as long as it's day of death and day of burial, while other Rishon and Bali Tosfos say all Avelus is Darabanan. Aninus is Daraisa. How much Aninus is Daraisa? So if you look in the Mara Fulda, he says what many Rishonim say, Yom HaMisa Havi Aninus Daraisa V'afil V'achar Kvura. Day one is Daraisa. And there's even some type of status even after Kvura. Day one of death is Daraisa. V'layla Shela Achar Yom HaMisa Havi Aninus Darabanan. The day after, night after death is Aninus Darabanan, V'chein Yom HaKvur, She'ena Yom HaMisu, Aninus Darabanan. Aninus Daraisa is only day of death. After that, it is Darabanan. So there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. If somebody violated an Eid Ma'aser Sheni during Aninus Darabanan, is that a violation? Are they able to say, Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, because it was only Darabanan? That's a question. What's the violation? What is the tam of the, what's wrong of eating Ma'aser Sheni by Aninus? You're not tamei. So the Rashi Elio says, because there's a chiyuv of simcha. The nafka lon mi dechsid bevi achata sharam lefnei Hashem alkecha v'samachta atao v'secha b'simcha hu necha v'lo ba'aninus. A special din of simcha. V'kol ani lavin dechsid b'aykra mikoach asei hein ban. Right, and these all come from this, they flow from that idea of simcha. V'lo v'yarati mimena b'tame, continuing. And I wasn't mivayarit b'tame. So Chazal learned out a number of halachas from this. We'll go with the one now that's mentioned in our Mishnah. It's not talking about eating it betumah. That also might be included. Not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni when one is tameh, and one can't eat Ma'aser Sheni that is tameh. But if somebody was mafrish the Ma'aser Sheni betumah, what does that mean? That you have tevel. You have tevel that is and then you're mafrish it, and you make the tevel tameh, so mamela. So then the Ma'aser Sheni is going to be telling me when you're mafresh. Eini yochal esvada. So you're not allowed to be mesvada in that case. The Rashi Elio here quotes a number of the drushes. Perika aral amrina dim achal Ma'aser Sheni b'tumah zugu asma loke. If you eat Ma'aser Sheni b'tumah, that's malchus from a different pasuk. Lo sucha lechal b'sharecha. V'yamina mimachlo b'tumah saguf de loke. Quotes another pasuk. V'hani lavin da'achila ninu. Avol be'isr hafrasha lo shamanu. There in Yavam Shlamis, you learn out Isurei Achila. How do you know Isur Hafrasha? V'hacha Darei Shlamis Kamar Lo Biarti. V'shem Adahachi Kamar. This is what the limud is. How do you get Hafrasha from Biur? Af Habiur Shahiti Chayev Lafrisho Ulavara Lo Asisi Betuma. The chiyuv of Hafrasha and Biur, I didn't do Betuma Lafisha, also Lafisha Betuma. The time of Shem Denogeabo Umitamo. If I'm touch it, if I'm mafresh it when I am tame, then I am tame the Meister Shady. So that one is not allowed to do. Velon Asadi Menu Lames, what does that phrase mean? Lo Lakakti Menu Aron Vitachricha Lames. I didn't use it for tachrichin. I didn't use the Meister Shani fruit to sell, change for money, and then buy tachrichim for that. Eve, what's the chiddush? You're not allowed to do that. We learned before. Remember, we learned in the earlier parak that Meister Shani is only allowed to be used for eating, drinking, or smearing. So what's even the havamina? So we had a gemara earlier which said maybe that's what it means smearing. Maybe it means smearing for the mace. That's parallel. That's allowed for a chai and usser for a mace. Maybe that's what's referred to. That's the gemara I had earlier. The Rasilio says here, maybe the chiddush is even for mace mitzvah. Even for mace mitzvah, one is not allowed. Mishum de'ena b'nei achila, batar amar va'achalta, even though it's doche, okay, again, the Gemara earlier had. We discussed also then the Rambam. The Rambam has an expansion of this, which the Ramban argues on. The Rambam, when he quotes this in Meister Sheni, in Gimel Yud, he has the extension. The Rambam says, or how he formulates it, Meister Sheni nitan lachila v'shesia shenemar, v'yachadav l'yashem alkecha, v'sicha kishkia, right, those three, eating, drinking, and smearing, v'asir lahotzio b'shar tzrachav. You're not allowed to use Meister Sheni money for anything else. Could go and shikach bo kelim u'begadim avadim. I'm going to go use Meister Sheni to buy a car in Yerushalayim, to buy a coat. No. Shenemar, and how do you know that from? Lo v'rasati mimenu lemeis, klomar. Lo hotzesi oso bedavar she'eno mekayem es haguf. Only food and smearing on my physical body, that sustains my body. It's mekayem haguf. That's how the Rambam understands this. It means the positive. You're only allowed to use this for sustaining of one's live body. One's live body, that's the Rambam. Like the Rasi Eliyahu said, you gotta make it up, and eat b'toras meiser. The Ramban in his Dvarim on the Vidui piece, the Ramban quotes the Rambam, and he does not like it. He says, Elu Divrei Havai. First he quotes Rashi, then he quotes the Rambam, Marav Rabbeinu Moshe, Chazav B'chiburo, and he says, Elu Divrei Havai. V'acherim Pirshu Mefarshim Shemisvadeh Shlonatam Lahet Mimenu Aron V'dachrichin Afilo Mesu Mes Mitzvah V'koshkein L'chai B'talis. And he quotes, but he thinks that this Rambam is an extension. This is the Ramban in Dvarim Chafav Yud Dalet. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, next line. V'lo nesatim lo'onanim acherim. I didn't give this to other onanim. Not only did I not use it, state of aninus, I didn't give it to other onanim, which is interesting. The Rashi Elio says, why isn't that just a violation of Lifnei Iver? Right? What do you need a separate pusik for? I didn't do this. I didn't cause somebody else to do an avera, right? So why do you need this phrase? V'im tomer says the Rashi Elio. Typically, the musar milifne even lo zitin mechshol. Dino nami musar nakach. They're also musar not to treat meiser sheni in this way. V'yesh lomar de aser l'rabuya da afilu onanim al mesim de ein lahem avelus men haTorah. V'einam onanim men adin. What if somebody is not really an onan? They're only an onan derabanan. And yet, so therefore, on a Torah level, they're not using this ba'aninus. Still, so therefore, you might say there's no lifnei iver there, because on a Torah level, you're not violating. Any mace. Okay, interesting. That's lifnei iver, as we know, the very big topic that we talk about every so often. Lifnei iver. Maybe this has to do with lifnei iver of a iser derabanan. Right? The Minchas Chinuch has that question. If somebody is machshel someone in an iser derabanan, do they violate lifnei iver de oraisa? Right, that's the minchas chinuch in reish lamed beis oz dalet nistapakti. Im mocher lo davar ha'asalam midrabanan im over lifnei iver de oraisa to hamachshele v'havilo eitzara. Im noting over al lifnei iver, but maybe this goes into at least the other side of lifnei iver, right? Lifnei iver has two parts. Number one, facilitating somebody doing an aveira, and number two, giving bad advice. Giving bad advice. So this is at least the isra of giving bad advice, causing somebody to do facilitating an isra derabanan. The question is it even in the first side of lifnei iver? Odilma kibbe de menat Torah humuter v'rakmi derabanan aser lo aver meida araisa. And he says, I think even in Issa Drabanan is Lifnei Iver de Oraisa. It talks about Issa Malach on Chalamoed and other examples here. But again, he assumes it's at least Lididit Tzarachian. He says at the end, to Logar mi Masio Eitza Sheina Hogenesol Dover Menat Torah. So therefore, at least in the other side, I for sure think that he would violate. And Menachas Chanuch here talks about all of the Nafkaminas and Chakira, what if you're machshil somebody and they don't do it in the end, right? Is that, do you still violate just for the trying? What happens if the machshil is not a bar chiyuva? I am a Yisrael and I convince a Kohen to marry a Grusha, right? Is that lifne iver da araisa, right? And then, or at all. It's a different Nafkaminas, and again, the issue that we often bring up could be that depends if it's Kali or Prati. Right? Is Lifnei Iver, is all Lifnei Iver the same? Lifnei Iver of Chelev, and Lifnei Iver of Dam, and Lifnei Iver of Shabbos, is all Lifnei Iver? Or do we say Lifnei Iver is Prati? It's a little bit of every single one of the Averis. Lifnei Iver of Chelev is Chelev. Lifnei Iver of Shabbos is Shabbos. Right? So do we say that? That's not just about the Avera itself, but it's a part and parcel. So that could have enough gamina. Meaning if you weren't successful, so maybe it doesn't violate each and every particular prati, but maybe it's the kloli, it's the trying. If you say Drabanan Daraisa, so maybe it can't be worse than the Drabanan. Just looking at the Avera side of Lifnei Iver. The Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban is the most graphic illustration of this Machlokas, and that is Lifnei Iver of the Big Three, Masechah Sanhedrin. Is Lifnei Iver of the Big Three, Yahari Valyavar, Machlokas. So if you say, obviously, it's Prati, then it's, if you say Klali, then for sure it's not Yahari Valyavar. If you say it's Prati, so then it's something to talk about. If you say it's a little bit of Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayah, Shvichas Damim, so then it's possible to say that one would have to give one's life for that, Yerei Valyavar. But that's the comment of the Ras Yulio here on this line. Vaiter, Shamati B'kol Hashem Elokai. I've listened to everything Hashem said. Hevesiv LeBeis HaBechira. I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Which the Mefarshim struggle, what do you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? What do you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash? Meister Shani doesn't have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Truma, Meister, what has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash? Bikurim. Bikurim you give to the Kohen. Is that what it's referring to? Heves the Beis HaBechira, so not 100% clear. Some say that it means that I spent the Meister Shani money to buy carbonos to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, and that's the ultimate way of using the Meister Shani. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Beis HaBechira, Pirish, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. So he's so convinced or bothered that why should you have to bring anything to the Beis HaMikdash? He says Yerushalayim, which then reflects the significance that Yerushalayim is somehow referred to as Beis HaBechira. Right? That's amazing. Right? That's an expansion. Again, as we've said, Yerushalayim is Harchavas Kedushas Mikdash. We've had a couple of indications of that in this Masechta and over time. But here's another one. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Beis HaBechira refers to Yerushalayim. Asisi kachol asher tzivisani, samachti v'simachti bo. I did everything you told me to do. I have been inculcated with simcha, and I have made others b'simcha. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shenasativ lelevi v'lager. Exactly. So this is emphasizing what I mentioned earlier in the vidui. I gave to all of those who need, the Maaser Ani recipients, and the labor recipients, etc. This is shades of the Rambam in Hilchos Yantif, where the Rambam talks about what simcha really is. What simcha really is. The Rambam has a very beautiful lashon, very important lashon. The Rambam says, what is ultimate simcha? Perek Vav, halacha yudches. in Hilchos Yantif, where he talks about how one has to make everyone in the family happy, children and wives and men. When somebody eats and drinks, they have to share. They have to share with the those less fortunate. The other aniyim, aval misha noel dalsos chatzero. If somebody closes the doors of their chatzer, v'yochel v'shoseh, hu ubanav ishto, and his family eats, v'eino machil umashkil la'aniyim, ulamari nefesh, and one doesn't feed the poor and those who are bitter of spirit, ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreso. Wow. That's not a simcha of a mitzvah, but the simcha of your belly. V'yalelo nemar, zivcheihem kalechem, onim lahem, kalochlav yitamuki lachmam lenafsham. V'simcha kuzu kaloni lahem, and this simcha is a busha for them, as the Rambam continues. So again, that's the important Rambam about what real simcha is. It's about samachti and simachti bo. And we say to Hashem, okay, I've done what I was supposed to do. Please look down. We've done what you said. You please look down and do what you said you were going to do, what you promised. That means with children. What does that refer to? It means proper dews and winds and rain and vlados behema ajnish batalavo seinu eretz avas chalav udvash k'dishit and taba peiros. Let all of the fruit and the produce of Eretz Yisrael have a special bracha. Yitin taba peiros. Maybe it means the taba peiros, like the Bach we mentioned a few weeks ago, the Bach in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, where he argues on the earlier sources. V'nocha mipirya v'nispa mituva. Some Rishonim, the Tur talks about it. Maybe take that out. What are we thanking Hashem for the food? And the Bach says no, because the spiritual essence of Eretz Yisrael is found in its fruit, and therefore maybe that's also k'dishit and taba peiros. Mikan amru. From here we say she Yisrael umamzir misvadim. Yisrael b'nei Yisraelim and mamzerim could all be mizvadim. There's nothing wrong. But it says v'sanadam asher nasata lanu, mamzerim and Yisraelim both received nachla, even a mamzer, and therefore they could do the vidui. Avalo gerim v'lo avadim mishuchrarim. Shein lahem chelik baretz. But not gerim. A ger did not receive a portion. And not an eved mishuchrar did not receive a portion. Or an eved mishuchrar was a goy. An eved kanani was a goy. They didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Even if a ger might have property then, but he didn't have property earlier. There's an important tshuva of the Radvaz, where here it says that a ger can be misvadeh, and the Radvaz in Chelek Hesim and Reish Chaf talks about the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a ger can be maybe vikori by bikurim. Here a ger is excluded. A ger can't do the vidui, cannot do the vidui, but he can do bikurim, maybe vikori, shenemar, because it says, Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha Hare Hu Av L'chol Ha'olam Kulo Shenechrasam L'tachas Kanfei Hashchina. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. So he has their advice. Why by Bikurim the ger is included and by Vidim Eisros the ger is excluded? The Kashalam De Travayu Stama De Masdisa Ninu. And the Rambam Paskins against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah Bikurim says a ger cannot. The Rambam Paskins against that Mishnah. So this Mishnah says he's excluded from Vidui. That Mishnah says he's excluded from Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim. So at least the Mishnayos are consistent, but the Rambam is not. So the Radvaz explains because there's different Sukkim. How the Rambam Paskins against the Mishnah? Okay, he has other sources that it can be based on. But says the Radvaz, Ki de'akta l'kroi tishkach d'lo shavu l'adad. They're not exactly the same. By Bikurim it says, Ki gati yom l'shem l'kecha, ki vasi yela aras asher nishbata l'avo sein alas eslanu. I came to the land that you swore to our forefathers, Mashma nishbata l'avo seinu, tahainu Abraham, shu av hamon goyim, l'seislanu. Umehem anu zochim hare hager bechlal. By Bikurim, the focus is on Avram Avinu. You gave this land to Avram Avinu. Fine, so a ger could be included in that. A ger could be the a descendant of Avraham. But by Meiser, it doesn't say what you gave to Avram Avinu. It's Asher Nasata Lanu. V'hagir mein lam chelik baretz. And a ger doesn't have a chelik baretz. It's about us. It's not about Avraham. And therefore, it is different. So that's what Advaz is explaining the chilik of the Rambam. The Pesach of the Rambam. The Rambam passes like this Gemara, like this Mishnah, that a ger is excluded from Vidui Meisers, but included by Bikurim. Rabbi Meir Omer, af lo kohanim levim shalom aluchelik baretz. Amazing shita. Kohanim levim cannot do vidui because they also didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Yesh Lamari Mikrash. Rabbi Yossi says they did. They received cities. They have the Arei Levim, and therefore that is enough. There is a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos discuss this, and the other Rishonim in Kiddush Daf Chavav. So according to this, do you have to be Bailim on land in order to do vidui? What if you don't own any land? You're a Yisrael. You could have, but you sold it and you're poor. And so that's a discussion whether you have to own land at all in Eretz Yisrael in order to say, look at Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos is a question about the Girsa. Chavav aman aleph in Kiddushin, the bottom line. The bottom line, is there a Girsa there? Rashi says, you're not Goris Vidui because you don't need Karka for Vidui. You don't need Karka for Vidui. Below Dami the Bikurim, it's not like Bikurim where it says Hashem Asatali. You don't say that by here. And the toast was also Pierce Bakuchus Logasina Bividui, Dafi Shane Lokarka, Misvade Alamaiser, Yochalomar, Verechazlam Khaz, Yisrael Vesodama Shana Sata Laga. Below Dami the Bikurim, that's the Rishonim quote that Girsa. Fine. Vait, we continue. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodayis Ha'Iser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Machlokas. Which Yochanan Kohen Gadol this is? Is this the Yochanan Kohen Gadol that's described in Brachos Daf Chav Tes that became at Stuki after 80 years? The Ras Yolio quotes that. Is this Yochanan Kohen Gadol who served right after Shimon HaTzadik, the Mara Folda? Is this Yochanan the father of Matityo, by the Hanukkah story? Unclear. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodayis Ha'Iser. He stopped everyone from doing the Vidui Ma'Iser. We'll see why in the Gemara, but part of it is because Ezra, remember, Ezra fined the Levium, so no more Levium getting Maaser Rishon because they didn't come back for Baisheni. So once you're not giving it to the Levi, so you can't say Vidui. Afu Bitel as a Ma'orim as a Nokfim, and he also got rid of the Ma'orim and the Nokfim. We'll see what those are. Ad Yamavai Padish Makab Yerushalayim, until his day, people did work, made loud noise in Yerushalayim on Chalam Oed, and he stopped that. We'll see why. And in his day, nobody had to ask about Zemai anymore. What does that mean? Different Pshatim in the Rishonim. The Rambam says, you had to be Mafrish, always. You don't have to ask anymore about Zemai. You just were Mafrish, Kavua. Right? The Mara Folda says maybe there was some limits on what you had to be Mafrish. So the different pshatim exactly what that means. Let's just read that line in the Mara Folda. You don't have to ask. Right, you have to just be mafresh. You really assume that it's not hufresh. They used to ask, you know, I'm not sure, is it not? But afterwards you can assume it is not. It is not. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'yisvad b'yant of Rishon Shal Pesach, back to the first line of the Mishnah that we did yesterday. Why do you do the vidui on the last day of Yantif? Why do you do the vidui on the first day of Yantif? Right? We learned in the previous Mishnah that the beer is done Erev Pesach. So why do you do the vidui on the first day of Pesach? You're done. K'dei she'eh lo malocha beregel, because you want to have what to eat on Yantif. If you do the beer, you have to get rid of it then. You have to destroy the Maaser Sheni and the Ravai. You want to be able to eat on Yantif. So you eat that on Yantif. And then you say at the end of Yantif, the Vidui. V'yisvada b'shachris. Okay, so what about the morning of the last day? What about the morning of the last day? It says you do it b'mincha. Why dafka b'mincha? So answer, ad kan, mitzvah hulocha. But you have a mitzvah to eat lunch. You have the mitzvah to eat lunch. So therefore, you have to wait. And you can't do it until later. You can't do it b'shachar. So the Tosfos of Yantif says, oh, it sounds like from here you're only going to have one meal in the afternoon. Maybe this proves that there's no shalosh shudas on Yantif. Right? Like the Rov Rishonim against that Rambam. Zem ma'aser sheni v'net the Ravai. Tani v'habikurim. Some say bikurim are also included in the lashon of bi'arti. Right? Bi'arti ha'kodesh ben abayis. The Mishnah said that's ma'aser sheni and Ravai. You have to destroy. You have to destroy if you haven't gotten rid of it, if you haven't eaten it yet, consumed it. So there's a brisa that says, no, bikurim are also included in that. Mantan bikurim, rabbanan, mandalotan bikurim, rabbi shimon. That's really a machlokas in bikurim, whether the bikurim are chayav in beer. Did taninan, the chayav in beer, rabbi shimon poter. Rabbi shimon says there's no chiyav lavar bikurim, just the chiyav to give it to the kohanim, but there's no chiyav of beer. Nisadev la Levi, and the Maaser Rishon I gave to the Levi, we had this diak before. Mikanji, no se Maaser l'kahuna. So that shows that our Mishnah is of the opinion that Maaser Rishon goes to the Levium and not to the Kohen. Good. Continuing. The Gemara's comment, the Mishnah, Gemara's commenting on now on, we said Maiser Ani is included also. Lager le'esom al-amana zem Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani is included in the vidui. Amar Biona, Zoso Meres, this teaches me, Nisraf Tivlo, if my teva was burned, Eino Yachol Izvados. If my teva was burned before, Machlokas, what this means. Let's say it means even before the Hafrasha. Before the Afrasha. What about before the Nesina? Not exactly sure. The Mefarshim wonder. But at least the Diyak is, even before the Afrasha, Eini Yachol Izvados. Right? Because you have to give it. You have to give it to all. And if I didn't do the Afrasha, then I can't say, Asizik Ocholash Ezivisani, even if it wasn't my fault, I didn't get to it, it was burned down, I can't do the Vidui. Period. Is Tani Tani Kala Mitzvah Shabbatara Ma'akvos? Some say, right, that what the Mishnah say, that the Leket Shechem Nepeya, you include that even though it's not Ma'akev the Vidui. Some say, says the Gemara, that all the mitzvahs in the Torah are Ma'akvos, meaning even Leket Shechem Nepeya. That is Ma'akev the Vidui. V'is Tani Tani Kala Mitzvah Shabbat Parsha Ma'akvos. Some say no. Only the mitzvahs that are listed Beferish in the Parsha. Shumas and Maestros and Bikurim and Chala. Because those are Beferish. But not Leket Shechem Nepeya. So Machlokes. But some include other mitzvahs, meaning our Mishnah includes only Shabbat Parsha. So the Gemara says, what, all mitzvahs in the Torah included? If you ever did an Avera, you can't do Vidui. Rav Acha bar Papa boy, Kumi Reb Zeira, Afilu Hikdem Tefilah Shel Rosh, Tefilah Shel Yad. Even such a tiny little violation, right? Amar Lei, Afana, Sover Ken, yeah, yes. Which is amazing. What, according to that, like, if you did any Avera, you're never going to be able to do Vidui. Who's perfect? Who never violated anything? Again, our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says that only Mitzvah Shabbat Parsha are Ma'akev, not all Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. But this is the example given of the Tefillah Shel Yad, Tefillah Shel Rosh. The Medrash Moshe says, that's an example of a mitzvah that's not even Mefurish. Halacha is not even Mefurish in the Torah. Just learn that from a drasha. But either way, this is an amazing shita that maybe if you did anything wrong, then you wouldn't be able to do the Vidui. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bye, Zu Chala.